So how does a syndication attorney become a syndication attorney? In this talk, we're going to actually go through my origin story. So I'm sure if you paid any attention to marketing whatsoever, you've heard about the importance of origin stories. This is mine, and I'm using it here not only to, you know, make sure that you understand where I'm coming from and see the value that I bring to the table, but also I want to give a good example of an origin story and just how you would talk to somebody when you're making a pitch, explaining your founder investment theory, whatever it is. And hopefully, at the same time, you'll find it kind of interesting. So again, my name is Tilda Muschietti. I'm a syndication attorney, but I wasn't always a syndication attorney. The story actually begins about 25 years ago when I got the crazy idea that I wanted to develop real estate. So I wanted to do, here was my plan. My plan was I was going to build an assisted living facility, and I was going to do it in a sort of like an area development model. And I was going to use manufactured housing as my tool in order to do it. So I was going to buy a nice huge tract of land, put up a bunch of manufactured houses, and then I was going to staff it so we could do assisted living where people could basically have their own house and still have the benefit of assisted living. Still a good idea, though I haven't looked into it in 24 years probably about actually doing it. So. But a lot of my clients do assisted living, and my background actually falls in line with what they're doing. So that was 25 years ago. So I started putting the idea together, and I was looking around and thought, oh my God, how am I going to pay for this? I have no idea. I certainly didn't have any kind of money in order to even buy the land and to do that. At that time, I was working for a national laboratory, and in an administrative role, where basically I helped a couple different laboratories with a lot of very different exciting tasks. So that's what I was doing. I had an MBA, and now it was time for me to really break ground and put together this syndication. So I didn't know at the time it was a syndication. So I thought I needed money. So what I did is I looked around at, well, who's doing these things? And I came across a few developers, and I looked at their backgrounds, and was like, yeah, they're doing exactly what I want. Seems to be that a lot of these people were actually attorneys. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Because not only is that going to help give me the credibility in order to raise money, but it's also going to give me the legal footing in order to understand the whole nuances. You know, I understood kind of how to do development, but now I really understood not from a building standpoint, okay, this world works on laws, so I need to understand that world too. So I decided to go to law school. I went to law school with dreams of being a developer when I got out, and lo and behold, I didn't do that. So I had a great time in law school. I learned about real estate and I learned about property. All of my stuff was property-centric, all my special electives, except for a few things that were business-centric. So I wasn't very interested certainly in my early part about doing, you know, advanced criminal law or those kinds of things or saving the world. I was interested in about, okay, let me learn more about this property thing and real estate thing and money thing and how that all works. So I did that. And then I decided, okay, it would be useful for me to also know how to be a strong advocate. If I was a strong advocate, I would be able to be a better salesperson and do that. So I took a program that is similar to the program that the National Institute of Trial Advocacy puts out, and it was fantastic. I loved the trial process. So in that process, we did like a mock trial, but it's like a real mock trial. It was, you know, we have a real judge, we have, you know, real witnesses, and there's a whole background thing, and we put together this mini trial. And I decided, okay, this is really, really great. I'm going to go be a trial lawyer. I was so caught up in this. So I graduated from law school. I worked for the district attorney's office for a little while. As a side note, so, you know, the vice president was my boss for a short time. And I, so that's kind of interesting. And then I decided it's time to go out on my own. I went out on my own, and I was still wanting to be a trial lawyer. I had done a number of hearings and things in the criminal court, but it's actually kind of difficult to break into criminal law. So I decided, okay, I'm going to specialize back into property. I'm going to litigate property-centric issues. Now, what does that mean? So anytime there's real estate at issue, so whenever there's real estate, I want to be involved in how that the battles over that, which wound up being, okay, well, it's about divorce, or it's about bankruptcy, or it's about partner disputes, or things like that. So these were bloody battles that would take be waged. And I did that for 10 years, waging war. And it's a very unsettling activity. So litigation is very hard on everybody. It's very hard on the people. It's also very hard on the lawyers. The lawyers don't have a wonderful experience because everybody hates them. Right? So your client hates you because you're not getting them enough. The other side hates you because you're not doing enough. The only people that you like and that like you are the other attorneys most of the time. It's most of the time the attorneys get along fine. So that was, you know, troublesome. And I looked around after 10 years and I thought, okay, well, now I'm newly married. I need to make a little bit extra money because we're going to have a kid soon. So I decided to start doing brokering a few deals. And so I got really invested in the finance portion and understanding how that works, ended up earning my CCIM and really got into that piece. So I brokered quite a few deals and really got into that. I was still litigating at the time too. And then I decided, you know, I can't take this litigation stuff anymore. It's just too much. And fortunately, right as at that breaking point, a partner in the commercial real estate side came up to me and showed me a deal. And he said, I think we need to syndicate this. And I said, oh, yeah, let me see that deal. Wow, it was a really good deal. So it was a medical office, a triple net medical office with a investment grade tenant. It was being developed and we got it. The price was at a very good price. So I decided to join him in this process and I said, yes, okay, let's syndicate it. I'm the lawyer, we can do all of this. And I had no idea what I was doing. This was about 10 years ago. So I had to figure it out. And as I got through and started digging through the different codes, that's where I came up with my phrase, the alphabet soup, because boy, when you just try and figure this out from the beginning, it's confusing. It really is. So you've got 506B, 506C, 504, Reg D, Reg A, Reg CF, ICA, accredited investors. I mean, it's just all this letters and things, and it's all coming from the SEC and the corporations and blue skies. What does this all mean? It was just too much stuff without any organization in my head, which is why, as an aside, why I put out all the material that I do, because I know how incredibly complicated it can seem. And if you have some help organizing it, well, then great. So I put that forward for you so that hopefully you find it useful to try and make sense of that world. So as it started coming together, did my first deal. So it took about 6 months for us to put the deal together. Fortunately, because it was becoming developed, it was being developed that we had a little bit of extra time and we managed to get it done. Had about 20 investors, made them some money. It was a great project and a great thing to be a part of. And so that was great. So I had done one deal. So then I did another deal. And then I did another deal. And at this point, I'm starting to think, you know what? I'm actually really good at this. I understand how to do this and I understand how to help people on the legal side of this. So I kept doing deal after deal for myself, but I started putting together my process for putting deals together and putting the documents together. So how I do a subscription agreement, an operating agreement, a PPM, the way I communicated, I started, you know, becoming more and more systematized, which is what we do now. So I, not too long ago, 8 years ago probably, I decided, you know what, I'm going to help out syndicators and help them from the legal side. I'm allowed to do legal services. I should help them with that, and I should stop litigating. So I stopped litigating completely, and I became solely focused on helping out syndicators and investment funds put together deals for themselves. So what I really enjoy doing is not only just the, you know, I enjoy the legal work a lot. I find it very interesting and rewarding. But my favorite part really is working with investment funds, working with syndicators, and helping them get it done, and giving, you know, just talking about deals. How are we going to solve this problem? How are we going to get this done? How are we going to do it? And getting people from A to B. Because at the end of the day, now my job is making people money. So before, as a litigator, it was making sure nobody got money, and it was not the most pleasant of experience. It was about tearing things down. Now I help people make money. I help people become syndicators, investment fund managers, and they in turn also help their investors make money by investing in their stuff. So karmically, I feel like I'm much better off. So that is my origin story. That's why I'm here, that's what I do, and that's who I am. So I think you get a pretty good idea of who I am as a person from my videos. As you see me here is pretty much how I am in real life. These are all unscripted, as you probably can tell. And so this is me. I work very hard for my clients. I work very hard on my deals and for my investors. And I see our calling as a very, very great thing for the world. We make people money. We make people happy. It's a great thing across the board. So my name is Tilden Muschietti. I am a syndication attorney with the Muschietti Syndication Law Group. We help people just like you who are syndicators, investment fund managers, whether you've done no deals at all, it's your first one and you're thinking about how messy the alphabet soup is, or if you've done 100 deals before, I'm sure we can help you with the legal process and also just having somebody who's been there to bounce ideas off of, strategize, make sure that you get the best solution for you and for your investors. Give us a call, set up a meeting, let's see what I can do for you.